This is Rabbi Nissan L. Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. We move on to Hey Oman Aleph, 581st section. It's actually the only section. It's the black text, a short page. Yesterday, for the positions of Reb Meir, that you only get one holiday to fulfill your vow. You pass one holiday, you're in violation. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, two. All right. So we were trying to figure out, what do you do with Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaSukkot, Chag HaShavuot? Today you got it all in my new Hebrew accent or pronunciation. All right, so we said it was for the Tashlumin of Shavuos. You get 7 days to make up the Korban on Shavuos, but that got us from Shavuos to Pesach, and then we asked, well, then what is Sukkot doing there? So we said we compare Sukkot to Pesach on one other level, and that's the top of our page. Ma chag hamatzot ta'un lina, just like when it comes to Pesach, you're required to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Right? Af chag hasukkot, so too by Sukkot ta'un lina, you also have to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. You can't just leave that night. Right, that's the connection between Pesach and Sukkot. That's why Sukkot is written in the Pasuk, and therefore the Pasuk, which links all three, is actually to teach two different things, Shavuos to Pesach, and then Pesach to Sukkot. Now the Gemara says, "I v'hasam inol," and how do you know by Pesach that you have to stay over? Because Dichsev, the Pasuk says, "Ufanitsa ba'boker v'alachta lo alecha," that you go, right, you turn in the morning and you go back to your tents, which means you were there last night. The Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon. So now the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, they each thought that you had three regalim, right? Minimum before you're in violation of Al Ta'acher. Right? The dispute between them was it in order? Did you need to start at Pesach or not? Right? So they use the pasuk which compares Malach Hagamatzah Shavuos and Sukkot to teach you that you need three regalim. Tashlum in the Atzeres Minalahu. How did they know, right, that you have 7 days, right, if you miss the Korban, the Shlamim on Shavuos, that you have 7 days to make it up? They can't use this pasuk of this comparison between the three because they're using that for Baal Ta'acher. So the Gemara says, Nafgalahumi de Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel. They learn out Tashlum in the makeup by Shavuos from Rabbi Bar Shmuel. It's only Rabbi Bar Shmuel. The Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught Amra Torah Minei Yamim V'Kadesh Chodesh. Right, the Torah said count days and sanctify the month. So right, you get 1 day Rosh Chodesh to sanctify the month because the month is made up of days. So too Minei Yamim V'Kadesh Atzeres. You count days. You count a period of time from Pesach to Shavuos. What we call Suyas HaOmer. And then you sanctify Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Liminuyav, just like the Chodesh is made up of days, and therefore it's a day that you get that you sanctify it, i.e. Rosh Chodesh. So Afatzeres Liminuyav, so to Atzeres, which is 7 weeks from Pesach to Shavuos, right? So it is sanctified. You have 7 days to bring this korban. Gemara says, wait a minute, it's not just 7 days. The Chumash also says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. We have to count 50 days, we count days, and we count weeks. So, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma, why don't we say that just like Rosh Chodesh, 30, right? Every day, every month is made up of days, so Rosh Chodesh is 1 day. So, too, we count 49, right? Gemara says, the Chumash says 50, but it's 49 days. All right, so why don't we say it's 49 days from Pesach to Shavuos? We should only have 1 day for the bringing of the korban, the sanctification. So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Atu Atzeres Yomi Maninan Shavuot Lo Maninan." Right? Is it true that by Atzeres, by Shavuot, Yomi, the days we count, we don't count the weeks? The Amar Mari, right? Mari said, "Mitzvah Lememne Yomi, Mitzvah Lememne Shavuot." The mitzvah is to count weeks, days, and the mitzvah is to count weeks. So weeks is clearly included, right? Now, if you want to say, well, why choose one over the other? Adds the Gemara, Ba'od, right? Chag Shavuot Ksiv. It's called the Festival of Weeks. And that's the dominant factor, and therefore, obviously, you have a week. Okay, now the Gemara goes back, and it's going all the way back to Dalad Aman Aleph, when it had a list of things right? So obviously your vows, but things that you are obligated to bring, when are you in violation of Baal Ta'acher? So it lists the Korban Pesach, it lists the Pesach, which we assume, right, refers to the Korban Pesach. The Gemara now asks, who Pesach bar Mikra b'regalim hu? Right, is Pesach really, right, is that offered on the regel? Right, can it be offered any other time? Right, it doesn't make any sense. Pesach zimne kviyale. Right, the Pesach has a very set time. If you brought it, great, you brought it. Shkarech to you. Milo akrave itchile. But if you didn't bring the korban Pesach, it's nidche, it's pushed aside. You can never bring that again. Right? It's not like you have an opportunity to make that up later. Right? You have one day. You have a Pesach sheni. If you didn't bring it the first time, right? If you did, under certain circumstances. But you don't have three regalim to bring a korban Pesach. You can't bring it in the middle of, you know, cheshvan, so you get there before the next Pesach. That does not, right? How is Pesach on the list? So Amar Rav Chisda, Pesach kedin aspa. Right, Pesach was just thrown in for fun, more or less. Like, we didn't really mean it. It's always a weird answer in the Gemara. Nah, just kidding. Right, Rav Sheshes doesn't like that, obviously, because... Right, that's a strange answer. So Rav Sheshes says, my Pesach, right, what when it says Pesach on the list, what does it mean? It means Shalmei Pesach. It means the peace offerings of, right, Chag HaMatzos, of what we call Pesach. It doesn't refer to the Korban Pesach brought on the 14th. So the Gemara says, Yihachi Hanu Shlamim. If that's true, then it's just a regular Shlamim. A regular Shlamim, it's a Korban Shlamim. It's a peace offering, which is also on the list. So why would you have Shlamim and Shlamim and Pesach? They're all Shlamim. So the Gemara says, no. Tana Shlamim Habay Machmas Pesach Utsinan. It also says Shlamim Habay Machmas Atzma. I mean, we need to list both types of Shlamim on this list, on this Baal Ta'acher, don't delay list. Why? The regular Shlamim, okay, that's simple. It's clear. You made your promise Shlamim and you have three regalim or two or one to bring it. But we have to also specifically list the Shlamim of Pesach for the following reason. Salka daitach amina, because I would have thought, ho'il machmas Pesach ka'asu, since they're coming because of Pesach, it might be subject, that's tomorrow, the beginning of tomorrow's coming, it might be subject to the same restrictions of the Pesach. So the list comes specifically to say no, and I'll spell that out again in the Gemara tomorrow, but this concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join me tomorrow.